Strap yourself in, because we're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
You are watching and listening to Chris and Lester Till I Die TV on YouTube
and your favorite podcasts.
Lester Till I Die TV, your first choice for everything Leicester City. Tune in and join in now.
Hi everybody, Jerry Taggart here. Now be sure to watch Chris and Lester Till I Die TV by subscribing on YouTube and following them on social media for all the latest Leicester City news and information. Come on, you foxes!
Are you ready? I'm saying, are you ready?
Seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
Hello.
Oh, it's going to be one of those nights. I don't know that that worked for you, but it wasn't working for me. Good evening, fellow Fox fans. As it says there, how the devil are you? Feeling a bit better after midweek? On our way to Wembley, only three games away. You know that we're probably going to meet either Man City or Chelsea in the semis. It's just got to happen, hasn't it? I mean, you might as well make the League Cup a playoff and just put Man City in the final, you know. It always happens, doesn't it? How are we doing? It is Leicester Till I Die. Welcome along. On Facebook, it's Leicester Till I Die, the group. On Twitter, if you want to give us a follow, it's at Leicester TID. And on the old YouTube, it's a Leicester Till I Die TV. Please give us a like on the video. Smash the likes and subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. And thank you very much for watching. And if you keep listening to this on catch up, I want to say thank you very much. If you are listening on the podcasts, you can find us from under Leicester Till I Die on Google, Amazon, Apple, Apple iTunes, Spotify, and podcast, to name just a few. And Anchor as well. Let's not forget having an Anchor, eh? So how are we doing? Well, we didn't do very well. Some of us did all right last week, I guess. Some of us didn't. Brad actually made a bit of a comeback and got 5 points last night, which means he got five right. The guest got four and I got four. So at one point, Brad was winning and then he kind of drifted away at the end. But he got the draw between Newcastle and Leeds, correct? None of us saw Brentford beating Wolves, but Brad did go for the Arsenal beating Burnley. We all got Liverpool beating Palace, surprise, surprise. And Brad was the only one who went for the draw between Manchester City, Southampton. He is Jesus. I think he's got a little bit of a message up there to see what's going on. None of us had Watford beating Norwich for some reason. That was strange. And none of us got Aston Villa. And, of course, not one of us got Brighton beating Leicester. But then again, you know, we're going to take VAR into account this week. Man United, of course, beat West Ham. And we all got Chelsea beating Tottenham. Never mind Spurs. I'm just going to do I don't know if you've seen this at all, Leicester, on this day in history. And to be honest with you, on this day in history, absolutely nothing happened. But I do have to mention, on the 22nd of September 1996, Martin O'Neill's team announced her arrival as a Premiership team with a 2-1 win at Tottenham Hotspur. I don't know why, I just had to mention that. This is, of course I did, it's the
Premier League Prediction Show with Chris, Brad and a weekly special guest here on Leicester to Light ITV.
And don't forget to subscribe.
Hello to Brad and hello to Charlie, a Man City fan. Welcome along, Charlie.
Hello, mate. How are you?
Yeah, well, I'm a bit better after we've actually managed to win a game midweek. you had a little bit of a win as well, didn't you?
Oh, only scored six, but according to Sky, we don't score enough, but we don't need to talk about that.
Do you know, actually, if you go on to Sky's YouTube channel, I mean, I don't know if you see mine, but it's got like sort of different categories as you go down the page. Sky have got a whole category dedicated to Ronaldo re-signing at Man United.
And, Imagine, my shock.
I know. People say they're not biased at all, you know. But, where are we going? James, a few good evenings, first of all. James, Everton fan, good evening. How the devil am I? We're all good here. How the devil are you, James? Rob, how the devil are you? Welcome along. Haven't you got any clothes apart from LCFC shirts? Well, when I wore the sheet shirt, everybody said it was horrible, so I had to stop wearing it. Nippon, how the devil are you? Welcome along. Thanks for joining us. It's going well for yourselves. Says evening, Brad and Charlie as well, as indeed does James. Charlie, like I say, is a Man City fan, but apart from that, he's a nice guy. You got your own channel. Tell us where people can find you.
Dugout Daily on YouTube, but make sure to subscribe to these guys first.
You're a gentleman, sir. The link to Charlie's channel is in the YouTube bio, so if you go down there, you can click onto it. Terry, good evening. How the devil are you, sir? Right, rain picking time. Am I in a Europa Cup position and want to break into the top four? We'll see. We'll come along to that, I'm sure. Brad, how are you feeling, sir?
Feeling like yourself, a bit better after getting past Millwall over the course of 90 minutes. It was good to see some players getting minutes on the pitch. It was good to see a result. It was good to see no VAR. Almost a little less said about that, the better. But you know, here we are. Hoping for another week where I keep making bold predictions and they're paying off.
Yes. But how are you doing in the long ball league? Let me just ask you that.
I'm doing an Arsenal. Right now, I've got Arteta in charge when I go to make my predictions on there because my brain goes to mush because I don't back myself. And they've got me currently sat in the relegation zone fighting out for a 6-pointer with Norwich next season, the way it's going. For me and there, not so much for yourself, though, is it, mate? You're still hanging about like a bad smell near the top end, aren't you?
I am. I've dropped from second to fourth, so I'm doing a bit of a Leicester, you know.
Oh, and yeah, well, after you do them chants, aren't they? You're here, and you know you are. Yeah, so got them now.
Can I just say, for those of you that have been following this show for a while, God bless you for doing that, but you'll know that that Brad, of course, is also known as Jesus, and you can see tonight that he has got the Earth Rule lights all shining down on him. And I said, if he has to go, we did say before the show, if he has to go, there's a knock at the door, it'll be either three wise men. I don't think it'll be the three kings because they're hiding at Balmoral, allegedly. Right. Terry says, my main rival is sitting there. I presume you mean Brad, Terry. I get it now, Brad. Terry, sorry. When you actually type right rain picking time, you actually meant brain. So that was... I didn't put brain and you together, Terry. Did I say that out loud? You know I'm joking. But anyway, let's bring the games in. There's nothing on Friday night, but we are going to be jumping straight to Saturday. If this is working, it's going to be definitely one of those nights tonight. So game week 6, and we start straight away, and we'll go straight away to Charlie with his team. Early kickoff on Saturday on BT Sport. It's Chelsea versus Man City. One of the two games of the weekend, I think.
Yeah, I'm not very confident, I've got to say. I'm not. I'll probably go for a draw, but I wouldn't be surprised if Chelsea got all 3 points.
They are playing rather well at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, with Man City, are you disappointed with your start to the season?
Well, we've scored many goals. It didn't start well at Tottenham. Didn't play well there. Won against Norwich and Arsenal convincingly. Both fighting for survival this season. Had to sneak that one in there.
Well said.
Then we had a very good win against you guys. You made it tough for us. It was actually, you only have to hold up one finger because it was 1-0, not 2.
Where's that mute button? Hang on a sec. There we go. Can't hear you, mate. What you say? Let's bring you back in.
And then it was disappointing last weekend against Southampton. Yes. So it's been very mixed, really.
Well, you know, you've got £1 billion man there. You need to get him start earning the money. How's he settling in? Do you think he's playing with that round his, you know, like the albatross rounded the proverbial neck?
He's been one of our best players so far this season, I think. Grealish.
Well, fair enough. Brad, which way are you going to go on this one?
Well, I was going to say that I think I'm going to upset our guest, but he sounds as optimistic of Man City winning as I do. So, yes. I don't have a Man City revelation like Charlie does, being a supporter of them. So I'm going to go exactly where I think this game's going to go. And that's a Chelsea win, because unfortunately, as much as your midfield can score lots of goals, they clearly can't do it without a striker up front when it's needed in big occasions, when teams challenge you. And like you said, you've struggled with that on occasions. Yes, you got the points against us, but you struggled realistically to find the net. It wasn't until the deflection kind of put it in an open goal for Gundogan that he did break through. You couldn't do it against Southampton, and I don't see you scoring against Chelsea, if I'm honest. Man City for me.
I'm glad we're getting this one out of the way for Charlie, because he's going to hate us all, I think. But, I mean, you say Man City are scoring a glut of goals. Chelsea have actually scored one more than you, and they've got one better goal difference. They've not lost this season. Had it been at Man City, I might have been tempted to go for the draw. But I just think Chelsea, they've only conceded one goal. And I don't think you're going to really change that. I'm afraid, Charlie, and please don't hate me too much, but I'm going to have to agree with Brad. And that's always a bad sign. If I ever agree with Brad, it's always a bad sign. And I'm sorry to do this to you, but at least we're getting out of the way early. I've had to go for a Chelsea win as well. So if you want to go now, just say we'll understand.
Great start to the stream.
Yes, it is, isn't it? Welcome along. Nice to have you along, Charlie.
That's how we start these streams, mate. That's how we do it. Yeah. We lure the guest on, put your game first, tell you you're going to lose. It all works out for you.
Yeah, things can only get better, Charlie. But even the Everton fan here, James, he's going for a 2-1 Chelsea. Sorry, Charlie. I mean, I've got to be honest with you. I predicted right at the start that Chelsea would win the league this year, so I would be stupid to sort of go against them. But not a good start for Man City. Man United, Aston Villa. Aston Villa nearly got through in the cup midweek. Man United third in the division with three wins and a draw. Just in case anybody didn't know, by the way, Man United have re-signed Ronaldo. Aston Villa. Did you not see?
Oh,
Sky have kept very quiet about it. I've got to be honest with you. They've not sort of, you know, made a big deal of it. But Villa were in
37 articles they printed in 1 hour.
And the Huntsman one signing reveals.
Yeah. I think the thing as well, I was saying to you guys, remember before, is that Sky on their YouTube channel have got a whole stream of shows, you know, a playlist just on Ronaldo rejoining Man United.
You could probably find the studio views on a different adult website, but that's for another imagination for people to use, the amount of blarting they do over Ronaldo.
Just remember, Charlie is a minor here, Brad. Be careful what you say.
Cover your ears, Charlie. Don't repeat that.
Hey, we're going to say get your garlic bread on. Maisie is here, Devils United. Good evening, Maisie. How the devil are you? I always feel all right saying that to you, Maisie, being a Man United fan. And we get a hey, hello, Brad and Charlie as well. Of course, Maisie, hello. Famous. It's a great channel. Pop over there, Devils United. She's, you know, famous for being a Man United fan, but she's also famous for burning garlic bread. As she says here, firefighters at the waiting. I think that's the only reason she burns it, you know, so that the firemen come round. But shh, don't say anything. So Villa are in 10th. 1-2, lost 2 and drawn 1. But they do still sit above us. Man United in 3rd, got this new signing. As James said there, who is this Ronaldo? You know. Charlie, and I know it's the red side of Manchester. It's not a good start for you at all, this, is it?
No, not at all.
Nobody gives your team a chance, and then the second game along, it's Man United, just as Maisie turns up. Man United Villa, which way are you going to swing on this one?
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to say Man United win.
Any chance do you think that Ronaldo will score?
If he does, it'll be a tap-in like all his goals, but, you know.
And if it is, we won't hear about it because, you know, Sky won't say a word, will they?
No, definitely not.
No. Oh, so this has been a really bad start for you, Charlie. I am so sorry. I didn't pick the games. Just this is the order that they are listed. Brad, are you... I think I know which way you're going, but are you going to towards the red side of Manchester?
It's actually probably a tougher game than people make out. Aston Villa have done well in the transfer market. Everybody has established and said that. They've brought well. They've impressed with the money they spent before they sold the $100 million man to the blue side of Manchester. They've done well, but Villa fans will probably have to be patient over the next 6 months just to let it all click together. I'm sure it'll come together earlier. I just feel the might of Super Ronaldo and Manchester United will be too much for Villa this time, so I am going for a United win.
Ooh, okay. Let me just see if I can just stick a B in there. There we go. I agree, and this is getting a little bit worrying that I keep saying I agree with you, Brad, but I think this is going to be quite close. And Villa have had, like you say, a bit of a mixed start, but they had a really good transfer window. They spent the money wisely. I mean, yeah, okay, they beat Newcastle, but they beat Everton last weekend, which is no mean feat this season. You know, and the two games they've lost to Chelsea, and, well, Watford, but I think we'll give that as an opening day glitch, I think. I'm actually going to stick my neck on the line and I'm going to go for a draw. Because I don't know if you guys agree, but I just don't think Ollie's all that.
No, he's not, but that team's a mighty impressive team, and that team will get any basic manager out of a lot of stuff and get them results. You know, we say it all the time about Man City, that we could sit in Pep Guardiola's shoes and pick an 11 and they'd win a game for us. I think a lot of managers should be able to do that with the squad that he's got at Manchester United.
But we say, Charlie, what we do say is, of course, we could all manage Rangers or Celtic to the title, because but that's Scottish football for you. But, you know, Man United, you know, if we have a look this season, all right, they had a great start with the Leeds game. But then they could only draw with Southampton. They could only beat Wolves 1-0, and that was against the run of play right at the end. Yeah, they put 4 past Newcastle, but, you know, it's going to be Newcastle and Norwich, isn't it? We know where those two are going this season. And they just managed to beat West Ham 2-1. And, of course, didn't Man United get knocked out of the Carabao Cup this week?
Oh, that was hilarious. So I had a great time watching it on stream. A brilliant
time.
And
who did they play again?
West Ham, I think.
That's it. So you see, the claret, you see the way I'm going in. Not that I'm grasping at straws, but clarets and blue beat the red. So I am going to go for the draw anyway with Aston Villa. Simon, Premier Hotspur, How the Devil at TV. That's another great channel. Get over there. Lovely, great banter with the guy. Evening, Chris and panel. Hope you all well. And I'm saying draw Man United versus Villa, agreeing with me. Sensible man, Simon. Sensible man. By the way, we were just saying last week, we're not sure what you did with your predictions. You got 4, which was the same as me. None of us had a really good week there, Simon. But you've come back. Thanks for joining us. So the next game, Charlie, is going to be Everton Norwich City. I mean, come on. This is only going to go one way. I know they lost last week, Everton, but can you really see Norwich getting anything from this?
I don't think they'll get much this season. I think they may even get single figure points by the end of May.
From that, I guess that you might just be going for an Everton win then.
Just about.
I think if you're going to have a banker this weekend, that's going to be it.
Certainly is, mate.
And I guess you're agreeing, Brad?
Yeah, the Norwich are already down, and it's only 5 weeks into the season and they're down. They're just a dreadful side to watch. I don't understand the point in them putting all the effort to get promoted if they're just going to do nothing to the team that got absolutely slapped about the season before in the Premiership. They're getting everything their efforts warrant by being in the Premiership from promotion, but they're getting what they warrant out in the Premiership by doing nothing to prepare for it.
You've got to at least make a fist of it if you come up, don't you? You know, and if you can get 17th for one season, you know, but and then the next season, you know, you go down, that's understandable. But I mean, enough. You look at sort of, you know, Leicester, when we've came up under O'Neill, we managed to finish 10th, 11th. Blackpool came up and stayed up for one season and were sat at the top of the Premier League for a week or so. You know, you've got Sheffield United. Look at them last season. Like you say, really, and no disrespect, Norwich, but what's the point? You know, why not just say, look, you know, we're going to come down. We'll give it to another team, because honestly, the Norwich, you know, you're just filling up the numbers. And you can guess from that I am going to go for Everton win as well. And surprise, 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 James, the Everton fan, is also going only 1-0. But I won't be shocked if we drop points. It's just typical of us. How did you do last weekend, James? Ooh. Yes. Do what happened to Gray last weekend? I thought, you know, no, that this is aimed at Leicester fans, by the way. This isn't aimed at James, but all those Leicester fans that were saying we shouldn't have let Gray go and oh, look at him scoring now. And yeah, that was a couple of weeks and it kind of came to an end, didn't it? Right, let us have a look. This is going to be an interestingly tough one. Leeds at home to West Ham. Now, West Ham have had a great start to the season. Well, they had started off with two wins. We know about one of those, don't we, Brad? Yeah. And they drew with Palace, drew 0-0 with Southampton, and lost to Man United, like we say, last weekend. So maybe the wheels are coming off their wagon a little bit. Leeds, dreadful start. They lost to, obviously, Man United, drew with Everton, drew with Burnley, and that was Leeds. Come on, everybody's beating Burnley. They lost to Liverpool, yeah, fair enough, and they drew with Newcastle. And if you can't beat Newcastle this season, I don't know what to say to you guys.
Just put the R next to the name already. Put them in the bottom three.
Well, I think so. And I'm surprised at Leeds because I just thought they'd do better. I mean, they had a great start. Are they going to be, Charlie, this year's Sheffield United?
I think they'll do worse than they did last season, but I think they'd comfortably survive.
I think, to be honest with you, I mean, the bottom three at the moment, Norwich, Burnley, Newcastle, I don't think you've got to look much further than those possibly for the same in those positions come the end of the season. And Leeds and Wolves, possibly Palace, struggling as well. So from that one, I take it you are going for West Ham?
I'm actually going for a draw.
Ah, okay. Whilst I'm here then, I am going to say I agree with you and I think it will be a draw because, oops, that's the wrong one. I don't think Leeds have got enough at the moment to beat West Ham. West Ham a couple of weeks ago, I would have put at them as a banker, but I think, like I say, they're just maybe peaked a bit early. Brad, which way are you going to go with this one?
I actually do fear for Leeds a little bit because if they don't pick up any points over the next three, especially if they don't do it over the next four games, I think they're going to be in dire trouble. Look, people can rave as much as they like about apparently the tactical masterclass that Bielsa is. He only plays one way of football. That's what I also hear. He only knows one way, which is to go at you, go at you, go at you, go at you. No matter the score, keep going at the opponent for 90 minutes. And eventually your luck runs out. Playing that way, teams figure you out, you're a bit predictable, they break you down better, they get on top of you and get in front easier. Leeds are actually looking really like relegation candidates this season, and I think the next three or four games might be their determination of whether they're going to have a bit of a below par season but finish safe, or if they're going to be in trouble all season. I'm actually going for a West Ham win because I don't see the rot ending for Leeds anytime soon.
I agree again with you, and I was so close to going for a West Ham win, but it's just they've not hit the form for the last few weeks. Like I say, you know, to say they were challenging up, you know, it's like Brighton have kept the good start going, West Ham haven't, you know, win-win, drawn, lost. So, you know, now I've got to say we come now to the game of the weekend. I'll say hello to Ankit, by the way, Almighty Blues FC, another great great channel there. Thanks for joining us, Ankit. How the devil are you, sir? Well, I hope. Now, Charlie, this is where we decide whether we kick you out of the group or not. Where you go with this one. Not that I'm not going to influence you at all, but, you know, the big game of the weekend here, it is Leicester at home to Burnley. We know we've had a bit of an indifferent start. You know, we had performed well against you guys, Man City, but we didn't get the break with VAR, would you believe? Played well against Napoli. I think coming out with a 2-2 draw against a team like that is creditable. Burnley, what an awful start they've had. Apparently, you can have 1 point from six games and it gets you a new 4-year contract, Sean Dyche. Burnley, I must admit, would have been happy with 17th at the start of the season. And I think that might be a bit out of reach for them. You know, they've lost to Brighton on the first day. They lost to Liverpool. They drew with Leeds, lost to Everton, and even lost to Arsenal. Burnley, what? If you can't beat Arsenal this season, better be careful what I say here, hadn't I? Could come back and bite me on the proverbial cheek. Be careful here, Charlie, but which way do you see this one going?
It's got to be a Leicester win, really.
You're a lovely man. I've said this, and it's the checks in the post. And that sounds a bit wrong, though, doesn't it, with you being a minor? But no, we hope so, but this is Leicester. So, you never know what Leicester are going to do you, Brad?
No, you don't, but I'm going to stick to my words of what I said behind the scenes before we came live on here. Leicester have a habit of at least once a season, if not a few times, some seasons, of just giving a team a royal kicking, normally when they're already down, but more times than not. And I feel sorry for your number one fan, Chris Dan, the Burnley fan.
Dan, the Burnley man,
as I called him. I think this is going to be a heavy win for Leicester. I think this is one of them games where we really put practice into the performances. All right, mainly the second half performance, people will argue. But if we score 4 or 5 in the second half, I'll take it. I just think it's going to be a big Leicester win.
You went 4-0, didn't you? On my prediction, well, I tell you what, let's get the prediction up because we have the prediction on our website, LeicesterTillIDie.com, where we get the ex-players and myself have a league every week. And this is how we're going. I have a feeling I'd like to think we will go and maybe get even 5 or 6 the way things are, if we turn up and Burnley are just Burnley. But I've gone for 3-1. I've tried to keep my sensible hat on. Ian Marshall's gone 2-0 to Leicester. Steve Walsh has gone 2-1 to Leicester. Jerry Taggart has gone 2-1 to Leicester. Steve Lynitz has gone 2-0 to Leicester. Yeah. And Ian Wilson has gone 2-0 to Leicester. All the ex-players and yours truly, we're not giving Burnley a chance. And that probably means we will lose it. But if we don't beat Burnley, I've got to be honest with you, Charlie. We beat Wolves 1-0 just. If they'd had the shooting boots on, it might have been a different story. We lost, well, unfortunately, to West Ham quite heavily. Beat Norwich, and again, VAR actually did work in our favour that game. We lost to you guys, although we did play better. And we lost to Brighton. Well, we lost to Brighton, the referee, and VAR all playing together. Do I sound bitter? I'll gloss over that. I won't start again. But I mean, when you look, apart from Man City, and we've got Burnley, and then we've got Palace the week after, I looked at that and thought, this is an easy start. This is one of the easiest starts we've had to the season. And we don't beat Burnley, Charlie. I think we're going to be sort of maybe having to sort of question ourselves.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, basically. We'll take that as a yes, Charlie. Yes. Would you agree, Brad?
I think there's definitely questions asked, especially if he doesn't play 2 up front or start Nacho. I mean, if we do something consistently and don't play our best player in front of, if we don't get a lad who's scoring goals and looks full of confidence and have a look at playing Lookman, We'll start. Yeah, I'll start that with you. I'll start that trend with you. Let's
give Adam a look
into the first team. I think that might be the thing that needs to happen to make sure we don't go on a bad run in the next three or four games in all competitions. This is the pivotal time where Leicester can be forgiven for an indifferent start if they get maximum points out of the next few games coming up. So we'll see.
There is some bad news out there. I think Perez is available again.
Oh, I'll have to send that check to FIFA and get them to up his ban.
Sorry, yeah. Well, we did appeal the ban, but they wouldn't double it. I could be wrong. I think I've read somewhere he's available. But yeah, I mean, this is the time when Brendan, and sorry, Charlie, here, we're going to go on a little bit of a Leicester on, as we always do when we get to our game. But this is where Brendan's got to start earning the big bucks. And yes, I'm not becoming a Brendan out or anything like that, but he's got to look at that team now and he's got to say, last season, we ended the season well because I played two up front. I didn't pick that. Well, you know, as Brendan didn't pick the two up front, he kind of stumbled upon it and it worked well. And then he's completely dropped it again. He's got to drop Maddison. I'm sorry. He's just not performing. He needs to give him a break. And like you said, we need to start Iheanacho. If we don't do that and we don't win, there will be questions. I will be writing to my MP. I will be demanding answers. Liverpool fan pops in. Jordan, hello, sir. How the devil are you? Welcome along. But basically, I've agreed with you two guys, and I've gone for a Leicester win. Brendan, you better do it.
I thought he was going to go for Burnley there, Charlie. I don't know about you, mate. Thought that rant was nailed on to ending him saying, and Burnley are going to win.
Dan, welcome along. I don't know how much you saw of that, Dan. Stick a D on for Burnley for me, will you? D for disastrous.
D for defeat.
Deeper defeat. Charlie
was burned there.
Dan, when you got someone as young as Charlie having to go at you, you know, mate, you might as well just pack up your bags and go home. You know, I think you're going down with the Canaries. We'll no doubt, and I say after this show, I'm actually 9 o'clock. Get over to Turf Moorhouse TV. And I will be on there at 9 o'clock discussing the game again. I'm going to have a bit of fun, I think. Morehouse TV, 9 o'clock, guys. You can have the pleasure of me twice tonight. Something my wife never did. Right, moving on. Oh, God, this is going to have to be... If this game is not last on Match of the Day, there is no justice in the world. Watford, Newcastle. God.
What a cracking game.
I know. It's one of those when you can imagine them all at Sky and BBC. Then, right, guys, you're off to watch Chelsea Man City. You're off to Leicester, Leicester Burnley. Oh, guy at the back, you're off to see what for Newcastle. It's like, no, please.
I must have to give him double pay if he's going more than that.
Soon they go and see Derby, Nottingham Forest, and that's saying something this season, you know.
It'd be a -2 points of that game.
Yeah. Can I just say, joking aside, hey, we've been there. Yeah. We know what it's like. We've got the T-shirt. Big up, Derby fans. Keep the faith. Keep the faith. It will be nice if you go down to the third division or third tier, as is now. I don't want to see you go bust. I'm sorry. It's not right for any fan. Anyway, Charlie, I mean, can you see anything other than a board draw here?
This has got 0-0 written all over it.
It has, hasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, I'm going for a draw.
I'm trying to find. So Newcastle are 18th, lost, drawn against Southampton and drawn against Leeds. And I can't. No, what bloody hell? Watford are actually in 11th. Watford are above us, Brad.
Yeah, I know. Watford have been a decent side.
Jesus.
A decent start. You got to remember, they've just turned out They've just turned over the cannon fodder, which is Norwich, at Norwich. That's a game where we all lost points because we expected Norwich to get some from. I don't think this will be the last match of the day. I think this might be Steve Bruce's last interview on Match of the Day.
Yeah, I mean, they've lost to Brighton of Watford, they've lost to Tottenham, and they've lost to Wolves. Can I just jump in and say
they're going to lose, that Newcastle are going to lose to Watford?
Well, I had the Norwich Watford game down, I think, for a boring 0-0.
Yeah, I think we all did, mate. I think we all had it down for a draw that week. I'm not making that mistake again. I'd rather Newcastle surprise me and we all get it wrong. And I'm going for a Watford win here.
Charlie, what did you go for here?
4-0.
I must admit, you see, I'm so tempted with the 0-0, but I got my fingers burnt last week with that, and Do you know what? I'm literally going to go out on a limb here. Do not say I don't live dangerously, guys. I am actually going for a Newcastle win.
If they win, it's a fix.
How much has Steve Bruce paid you, Chris?
Not enough.
I'm not for a Donner kebab winner that much, and that's the Steve Bruce quote, not towards you. Don't take that to you, won't you?
I just think Newcastle have got it in them, as we know from the back end of last season, Brad. Watford are surprising me, but
like to live on the edge, mate. You backed Burnley to win a game against Arsenal last week.
I won't do that again, Dan.
You know, I don't like to like sway and hinge on results in this, and it's got no prizes at the end of it. But just if you're going to cock up and go for Newcastle, just get the C written in now, and then when it doesn't happen, I'll feel better.
Thing is, AJ, what I can do is I can go for the C there now, and then go for the Watford win in the long ball.
Yeah, so you cross betting. I'll see how it's done. Spread yeah. your.
Oh yes. Oh yeah. James has gone 2-1 Watford. Ashley lost on Match of the Day 100%. Ankit is going 1-1. Good God, Dan's agreeing with me to win 1-0, and Dan is saying Bruce paid Chris in pucker pies. Tell you what. There is not enough pucker pies, mate. I've eaten them all. You know when they say who ate all the pies? You're looking at him. It's me, all right? And I like them.
And so I've seen two people in the space of a minute agree that Newcastle are going to win and I lost the world to live a second.
Yeah, just remember last season.
I know he's your secret admirer, slash a brother from another mother. That's your cover-up story. We all know the truth. It's all right. You've got your son on board. It's all right. We know the real story, Tris. We know why you have to leave Burnley in a hurry all them years ago now. It's all come true.
Indeed, the truth is coming out. The truth is coming out. I look at the table and think, oh, Watford in 11th, but they've only won two. But anyway, let's talk somebody sensible. Charlie, back to you. Brentford, Liverpool, Sky Sports, late kickoff on Saturday. Brentford have been doing well. I mean, they're sat up in ninth with 8 points, a couple of wins. We know they beat Arsenal on the first day.
That's not hard, is it?
It's not, but I've got to be careful because they're only just sat behind us at the moment, Arsenal. They beat Wolves and they got a couple of draws against Villa and Palace. They've only lost one, and that was to Brighton again, surprisingly. Liverpool sat there in second, exactly the same as Chelsea. They've drawn one, which was, of course, the Chelsea game, but they've beaten Norwich, again, not hard. They've beaten Burnley, again, not hard. They've beaten Leeds, again, not hard. And they've beaten Palace, dare I say it. Which way are you going to go with this one, Charlie?
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to go for a Liverpool win.
Oh, God. Do you know something? I admire you tonight. You've taken a hit on a draw for your team. You've actually picked Man United to win, and now you're going for Liverpool to win. Whatever has come over you. If you're older, I say you've been drinking. Turf Moor House, thank you very much. Apparently his mum wants maintenance. To do what? I stopped paying your mum after the first night.
Now come on, you two, come on, keep it Twitter. Children in the room, children.
Sorry, Dan, I couldn't resist it. Back to football very quickly.
That's what you said about your mum as well.
To be honest, she went home that night and her husband said to her, how much have you earned tonight? She went, £5.50. He said, which bastard gave you 50p? She went, they all did. Bum, bum. Anyway, James has gone. I'm here all week. Thank you very much. James has gone 2-0 to Liverpool. Simon Premier Hotspur has gone for Liverpool as well. And at least Turf Moor is smiling. He knows what I'm like. Hello, Mrs. Morehouse. How are you? That is her name. Don't knock it. That is her name. Brad, dig me out this hole here. Liverpool Brentford.
A few times in this prediction leagues, I've let my heart rule my head, and it's annoyed me. And it's probably cost me the lead. It's cost me the weekend. It's probably ruined a good start, or just ruined my life entirely and got all my first three predictions wrong. And guess what? I've not learned from my mistakes. I'm going to do something that you normally do when it comes to Brentford, Chris. I'm going to say Brentford surprised a lot of us, because Liverpool just seems to be coasting back to normality as defending and scoring are completely fine now and everything's sorted. And I really want to upset the apple cart because it's just doing my head in. So I'm actually going to stick my neck on the line, and anything you can do, I can do better. I'm going to go for a home run for Brentford.
Oof. So you looked at the way that I work, and you're thinking I'm going to out Chris. Yeah. Chris,
what I've done is I've got to the final table on a poker tournament, got really far, and then I've got a two and a jack off suit, and I've got all in excited, thinking I'm going to win it somehow. And
Brad, I love that from you.
Yeah, but this is the guy, Charlie, that went for North Macedonia to win the Euros.
Hey, they were great against the English women. Yes, I did a joke on myself then. You know, I got it in there because you missed the opportunity to say it to me. Right.
I can't agree with you, Brad. And I love Brentford, you know. I think they are going to be the one that stays up. I think they are going to do a Sheffield United. But there are going to be games that they're going to struggle in. And I think it's going to be like the top ones that they will do. And I'm going to agree with Charlie, and I am actually going to go for a Liverpool win here. So that's buggered you up, hasn't it, Brad?
Hey, you're not going the same one as me. I've got half a chance.
James is saying a bold shout. I thought you used Purcell, Brad. Never mind.
I thought I saw that.
Apparently Mrs. Morehouse is now a Mrs. Riley. She's remarried, loves cake as well, and she's a Riley. She likes to be snookered.
Yes.
And I'm not going to say anything about blue balls, because I think it would be completely inappropriate. And you know, they were going all right till Dan joined, and he's taken this show down to depths that it wouldn't normally go down to, even for my standard. Dan, you're bad. Not as bad as Charlie. Wolves, Southampton. Where are you going to go with this one, Charlie? Wolves struggling this season. Lost, 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 won, lost. They only managed to beat Watford. That was their one win. They're really struggling under the new manager, which I thought they would, to be honest with you. That was something I did say they were right. They could regret letting Nuno go. Southampton sat there, they've lost, then they're the draw specialist, drawn with United, Man United, drawn with Newcastle, drawn 0-0 with West Ham, draw 0-0 with yourselves last week, which was the surprise.
Unfortunately. I'm going to go for another draw, I think.
Are you going to go for a draw there? And we will put you in on there. Brad?
This is your real last of the match of the day. This is the game that everybody's avoided. You got nil-nils, you've got teams that can't score, you've got gritty sides that know how to keep a clean sheet but don't score a lot of goals between them. You do the maths, you do the scientific calculations, you get your lab coat on and do all the experiments, and you come to the conclusion that this is going to put you to sleep with a nil-nil. It's a draw, mate. And it's going to be the last on match of the day. I'll tell you what, I want a bonus point if this is last on match of the day and 0-0.
I was just thinking
a little brownie bonus point on the side. Nothing else, just a little away from
no,
away.
No, 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 no. You can't just be making the rules up as you go along.
I can because I work for the boss, you see. I can.
I can also change that, Brad. I can easily change that.
Shut up, Charlie.
I've got to be honest with you. Actually, when you were saying that, I was actually going through my mind, maybe we should have a prediction on what game we think will be last on match of the day and do that. But, no, because it would probably be Leicester. And I've got to have to agree with both of you, I'm afraid. Well, not afraid at all, but I think it will be a draw as well. And I don't think Sky Sports are going to be... I think you're going to be wrong that they're going to be last on match of the day because they're on match of the day too. Because
they'll be that far gone last. They'll be on last on that as well. So it'll be the last game you ever have to see.
They'll be that far last on match of the day that they're on the day after.
Yeah, even if they're playing on Saturday, they'll just wait to put it on the Sunday. Even if they change their mind, they'll be like, no.
Simon at Premier Hotspur is going for Southampton. Dan is saying, blame the sun. Well, always best to, I always find. And James is going for Southampton 1, Wolves 0. So, we are through to probably after Chelsea Man City, if we're honest, the second biggest game of the weekend, always on telly, North London Derby, Arsenal hosting Tottenham Hotspur. Arsenal... Well, they're actually sat behind us now. They've had three losses. They lost to Brentford, lost to Chelsea, lost 5-0 to Man City. Oh, what a shame. They managed to beat Norwich in the bottom basement clash, but that was only 1-0.
Only beating Norwich 1-0. That's a loss in my books.
Well, to be honest with you, they didn't do a lot more better against Burnley because they only managed to get one past them. Spurs, let's be honest with you, they've had their glory this season. They were top of the league for 2 weeks, and that was only because of the international break. But they did beat Man City. They beat Wolves. They beat Watford. They lost to Crystal Palace 3-0. Oh, Simon, what went wrong there? And they lost to Chelsea 3-0 as well. So this might not be as straightforward as it is. It'll be interesting to see what Simon says about this one. What do you say, though, Charlie?
I'm going to go for another draw.
I can see you. I can see what you're thinking there. Brad, do you think Arsenal will get anything out of this?
I wouldn't have done before Kane decided he can't be asked to play football. I mean, you can argue whether you blame him or not, considering he's nearly 30. Well, it feels like he's nearly 30. He's been playing for years. I feel he's around about that age. He's probably
been late 20s. Is this the Kane that's been playing that long and he's still got less trophies than 19-year-old Luke Thomas at Leicester?
Yeah, that one, mate. That'd be the one.
I just wanted to check, mate. I just wanted to check we're on the same image.
Yeah, well, if it continues the trait, it'll be younger than probably some players that play this season for us if we go on and win the Carabao Cup. But anyway, the problem is both teams are a little bit cramped recently, haven't they? All right, Spurs have had harder oppositions that have beat them thoroughly as well, where we had, but they haven't even looked that great when they've won. They only just nicked it against Man City. They've got a curse over Man City. It's the only thing. It's the only other trophy that Spurs win is the VAR Cup against Man City, isn't it, Charlie? You guys
we've still not scored at that ground.
No, you must feel like you're cursed at the moment, but you can't wait to break that curse and get one. You're probably going to beat them heavily when it does happen, but they didn't look that convincing, even though they weren't that troubled against Watford. I'm going to have to go down the middle and sit on that fence that Charlie's sitting on in the recent results and go for a draw as well, mate. Because I don't trust in the process enough at Arsenal to get a win against Spurs, and I don't trust Spurs to do enough to beat Arsenal.
I've got to just say to Arsenal fans, I don't know how many Arsenal fans watched the tennis final in the US Open when Emma Raducanu came from nowhere to win it. And they said, what was one of the things that sort of got you this play to this stage? And she went, well, I just believed in the process. So Arsenal, there's nothing wrong with the process. It is just Arsenal that can't get the process right. Dan's gone for 2-1 to Arsenal. Brave Dan. Brave Dan.
You think they're going to score 2 goals? You're brave.
Yes. Simon, the Spurs fan, says, our luck has to change, Chris, and I really think we'll get a win here where we haven't won since 2010. James has gone 1-1 Arsenal-Tottenham, of course. Kane's 28, apparently.
Yeah, it was high 20s. He's coming up to 30. He's still not won anything, has he? Yeah.
Terry, so, welcome back, Terry. How the devil are you? A draw here as well. And we was great against City. Brad, he's just had to get that in that one, hasn't he, Charlie? Ignore him. Ignore him. It's bullying. It's online bullying. That's what he's doing to you. Do you know what? This is probably the toughest one for me, because I was thinking draw, because Tottenham haven't. They have sort of fallen off the perch a little bit. Like I say, they've had the sort of few days at the top and they're slowly falling down. I just
couldn't beat Rennes in the Europa League conference either. Let's throw that into the mix.
Yeah, yeah. It's just that it's Arsenal at the moment. And I don't want Arsenal to get anything, because if we do cock it up against Burnley, and even if they get a point, Arsenal will be above us, and I will never hear the end of it from Arsenal fans. So for that reason, more than any other reason, I am going to go for a Tottenham win. Just because, not that I necessarily think they will.
You've got your heart rolling your head on that prediction.
Exactly. I don't want Arsenal to win. And I have to say, nothing against Arsenal fans. Melina, I don't know if you're in the chat at all. She's got me Toronto shirt today. So thank you very, very much for that. So I will be wearing that with pride in a few weeks' time when it wings its way over by airmail. Last game, Charlie. Crystal Palace, who are one of my favourites to be struggling this season, against Brighton and Hove Albion, were one of the other teams I said would be struggling this season. Just shows I know sweet FA about football, really, doesn't it? I mean, Brighton, what a start. They can't believe it. 2-1 against Burnley. Who could believe that? 2-0 against Watford. Yeah, they lost to Everton, but then they beat Brentford. And obviously they beat us. Well, VAR beat us last week. Do I still sound bitter, guys?
Just a bit.
Just a smidge. You're almost as obvious that you're bitter about it as Sky are about hiding their love for Ronaldo.
My therapist said it's good to talk.
It's shutting them up. That's the trick.
No. Palace started off losing to Chelsea. They drew with Brentford 0-0. They drew with West Ham 2-2. They beat Tottenham, Simon, 3-0. But they lost to Liverpool 3-0. Charlie, which side of the fence are you going to go on this one, or are we going down the middle again?
I just want to say, first of all, this is one of the most pathetic derbies of all time. But that...
We had Brighton last week, and I actually asked the guy why like, is there this rivalry between? Because it's not like, you know, and basically he just said, well, there's no other team in Sussex. It's virtually is the closest one. And
they're
why.
40 miles apart.
I know, the 40-mile derby, that's what it is.
You know it's a crap derby when it's named after a motorway. Bloody hell.
Can I just say, M69, Leicester-Coventry derby. Hey, Rad. So be careful.
Well, yeah, but at least they're probably around local. We're stretching out to the West Midlands, aren't we, really, with our rivals in this division. It's a bit boring in here with no proper rivals, but when they're getting dot points and bottom of the championship and second bottom of the championship and nowhere near the promotion courses, you kind of have to hold a fly the flag for it, don't you, really? Well,
Wolves technically aren't really a Midlands club, are they? You know,
no, not even no, that, really. No, I mean, we're even stretching out at our end to be classed as it.
Yeah. And Villa, I suppose you can say Villa obviously are.
Let's face it, mate, if they're ever going to try and hype up a Leicester game, they tend to strangely roll it up more for the Leicester side of things when they come up against Wolves and Villa. And it's normally you find a lot of games of ours that theirs are on Sky, which does weird me out a bit, because I think, and I think there's more competitive games we've had against other teams where they could have put us on Sky against, but because it's got Midlands in where their area, it's strange for us, isn't it?
Spurs are going to Brighton. James is going for a draw. Back to Charlie. Which way are you going to go? Oh, Charlie, sorry. Are you still there? Oh.
Yep. Can you hear me?
Sorry, I removed you for a minute then. I feel like a hitman now. I can just remove people, you know. Boom, you're gone. Which way are you going to go with this one now that I've brought you back in?
I'm actually going to go for a Palace win.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. What are you thinking, or what's your thoughts behind that?
I think Palace obviously got beat by Liverpool, but played very well against Spurs. A battering, really, 3-0. Edouard played well in that game as well, so I reckon he'll get 2. And I think Brighton won't do enough to get a draw or a win, to be honest.
Fair points. Very, very fair points. Brad, as all the Leicester players are saying, because he scored 2 goals, we should have got Eduardo.
Should have could have won, didn't. So deal with it.
Yeah. Are Brighton and VAR... They used to be called Brighton and Hove Albion. Now they're called Brighton and VAR. I've got to let it go, haven't I?
You need to go and listen to the Frozen soundtrack, mate. And yeah, you do. Just maybe let it go. It'll do your health no favours, mate. Let it go.
Let it go. Let it go. Yes, okay. Which way are you going to go on this one, Brad?
See, the problem is, because of a certain... The
problem is my singing.
Yeah, well... The less said about it. I mean, no, not the singing, mate. I had nothing to do with the singing. There might be seemed as, I don't know if you've picked up on the hint, Charlie, but one of us on this channel is definitely a bit bitter about Brighton getting a win last weekend due to some technological decisions that were or weren't made. Don't know where it could be. Can't quite put my finger on it. But I am actually in agreement with Charlie. I think Palace have shocked a lot of people. I put my hands up. Right, I thought... Vieira in charge, he's going to be another Lampard, he's going to be another De Boer. Was it De Boer who was in charge then for a bit?
Four
games he lasted. You know, I thought it was going to be one like that. But I think having Roy Hodgson at the helm as long as physically possible before he has to go and sit back at home with his wife and bore her to death, that he's done enough to give them players enough of go-ahead and confidence and belief. And Patrick Vieira's managing the ship all right with Crystal Palace. I think a lot of people's pick to be doing what Burnley and Norwich are doing this season, and they're not quite living up to everybody's minimal expectations of them. They're doing quite well. I'm actually going to go for a Palace win because I think they're a team that will turn up on their day, especially at home, and nick the 3 points.
Well, Charlie and Brad, I mean... football is all about opinions, obviously. And that's your opinion, and I respect you. You are both totally wrong, of course, but I do respect your opinion. No, joking aside, Brighton have surprised us all. I mean, I thought, like I say, that Brighton were going to have another unmagical year for Mr. Potter in charge. See what I did there? Oh, you think I throw this together, you know? It's all planned. Do it. Charlie will never come on again. but yeah, he's surprised. Maybe he has got this plan together and, you know, this is their season. You know, they've been getting it ready for a few seasons and now, you know, this is when it happens. Palace lost a lot of players. Yes, they brought some players in. Eduard had a good start. I don't think he's all. I mean, people saying that Leicester didn't go for Eduard in the end because, you know, Celtic wouldn't sell him to us at a decent price because of what we did with Brendan. I just don't think Brendan decided he was good enough overall for the Premier League. And, you know, we remember Diabaty, don't we, Brad, who scored a couple of goals on his debut and then disappeared up his own bottom not long after that. But I can't agree with you two. I am sorry, but I'm going to go for an away win here for... nope, that's you, Brad. That's me. For Brighton and Hove Albion. So that's going to be interesting. So let's just quickly run through these. I'm sorry we've got to do this again, Charlie, but it's in the contracts. We have to do this in this show. None of us, even you don't give Man City much of a chance away to Chelsea. Fair dues to you, mate. Fair dues. None of us give Villa much of a chance against Man United either. Although I think they might just sneak a draw. We're all going that Norwich are going to lose to Everton. I think Everton are going to have a good season. I think they've got the good players in that the previous guy, Ancelotti brought in. And I think he, you know, Benitez is a really good signing for them as a manager. Leeds, yeah, again, none of us are giving them much hope. The wheels are coming off their wagon. I'm really not happy with this one because none of us are giving Burnley a smidgen of even getting a look in at the draw. And I can see Chris Wood scoring a goal. And last time we went like this way against Brighton and look what happened. We had an even split with Watford Newcastle, a home win, a draw and away win. So that will be interesting. Brentford for Brad, Charlie and myself both went for Liverpool. I think we're safe there, Charlie. But none of us think there'll be much to split Southampton and Wolves. Arsenal have gone and no hope again for any of us here. Brad and Charlie have both gone for the draw. And my, purely because I don't want Arsenal to win, I've gone for Tottenham. Palace are going to shock Brighton on Monday night and live on Sky. But I think Brighton will do it again, especially now we're back into the Premier League and the VAR is back. Right, I had to get one more in. I'm sorry, guys. James has gone 1-1 with Palace and Brighton. Simon has gone for Brighton. You see, he knows a good person to copy when he sees it, don't you, Simon? And thank you for this, Simon. Great show, Chris. And he even went for a Spurs win as well. Only because I don't want Arsenal. Sorry, mate. It's no liking, you know. No likey, no lighty, whatever they say. But no. Hey, guys, thanks very much as well. I love doing this show. I've got to be honest with you. And I'm going to say thanks to Charlie, the Man City fan, for popping in and joining us. Again, Charlie, give a shout out. How can people find you?
Just down below there, Dugout Daily on YouTube. Just go and subscribe over there.
And what's this? I mean, you've not. This is the first time I've not seen you in a Man City shirt in a show.
You know, we've got to change it up sometimes. Can't be wearing the same stuff over and over again.
That's your school uniform still, isn't it? That's what it is.
I prefer not to speak.
Yeah, that is a yes then. Charlie, good luck at the weekend. I know none of us have gone for you, but good luck. Thanks for coming on.
And
you're carrying the weight of the guests. Will this be the week when the guests go to the front of the top of the table? Big up, Charlie. Thanks very much, mate. Take
Cheers.
Care. Have a good weekend.
See you soon.
Cheers. Thanks. Bye bye. Oh, well, he's a great lad, Charlie. He's a good laugh.
He is.
Terry, thanks, guys. Take care. Thank you very much. James, great stream. Thank you very much, James. It's very nice of you to say. Smash those likes, guys. If you're watching on YouTube, it does help the channel. Even if you subscribe, just hit that little like button. And it does. I am in discussions with YouTube at the moment. I'm having a bit of a row with them about my channel. So if you can like it, that would be much appreciated. Brad, I'm going to see you on Saturday night.
Yeah, talking
Saturday
about.
Saturday night.
Do. Hope to talk about a very comfortable Leicester win, because if we're not, I'm never doing a I'm never predicting Leicester to win on this ever again.
But you know you can't predict against Leicester, don't you? That's the thing.
I know.
When we play, we're like away to Man City, and I knew they were going. You know, they'll probably beat us, but I've got to go for a draw because I cannot predict us to lose. You know.
Yeah.
But so tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, we are going to be previewing the match, myself and Craig, with the match preview. 5:30-ish on Saturday, it is the post-match show. And then Monday, Dan will be coming on my channel and we'll be looking back at the game, warts and all. And hopefully he'll be a little bit more down than I am. And on Tuesday, fingers crossed, it's the first one of X on the pitch. I love that. I did that. You've got to admit, that's good, isn't it, Brad? X on the pitch. X-Fox, Julian Watts coming in, looking back at the weekend's football and the midweek Caribou Cup games. And giving his professional view on decisions that are being made. 9 o'clock, I'm going to be over on Turf Moorhouse TV, carrying on with Dan trying to get maternity payments out of me. And he'll be lucky. He'll be lucky. Brad, as always, mate, it's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's been good, mate. I've enjoyed it, as always. I like this sort of thing, so it's enjoyable.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's good that we have a different representative from the different teams on each week.
Yeah, it keeps it fresh. It makes it more interesting. I think if you have the same guest on each week, or we had a solid third guest on, it'd get a bit the irony is it'd get a bit predictable of which teams they're seeming to go for. As fun as it is, it's nice to get a different variety of people's views on this game.
And keep watching, because one week we may have a special guest coming on. My lips are sealed. If only Mrs. Moorhouse's had been 30 years ago. Anyway, moving on. Brad, thank you very much, young man. I will see you on that note. I will see you on Saturday night.
You're going to get in trouble, Chris. You're going to get in trouble. I might not see you Saturday. It might be your emergency standing.
Could well be. Mate, all the best. Thanks for joining us. See you Saturday.
All right, mate. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And there we go. I think I'm going to have to start rating these shows. Oops, what have I done there? Rating these shows the cinema, you know, 18 or X or whatever it is. Dan, get the kettle on, mate. I'm coming for you. 9 o'clock, less than an hour. 49 minutes. Get the kettle on, I'll be there, mate. Get kettle on, get door open, get fire on in earth, and I'll be there at 9 o'clock. Turf Moorhouse TV, me and Dan looking ahead to Leicester City versus Burnley. You've got to come and join us. Guys, thanks for everybody that joined in today. Thanks for everybody that came in from the other channels as well. Simon, James, big thanks to Charlie for joining us. Go and check his channel out, Dugout Daily TV. He does some great, great content, some great watch-alongs as well. And it doesn't just cover Man City. If you fancy watching one time, like a championship game or something like that, he covers those as well. So he does cover everything. It's a great channel. And thanks, like I say, to Terry, everybody else who was in, all too numerous to mention. See you at 9 if you're coming across to Turf Moor. And I'll see you at 7 o'clock tomorrow with Craig for the preview show. See you in a bit, guys. Good night.
Hello, Matt Elliott here. Be sure to watch Leicester Till I Die TV on YouTube and follow all their social media platforms for all the latest updates and news on Leicester City Football Club.
Thanks for watching Leicester Till I Die. This is Chris saying goodbye and see you next time.
Hello, Matt Elliott here. Be sure to watch Leicester Till I Die TV on YouTube and follow all their social media platforms for all the latest updates and news on Leicester City Football Club.
Thanks for watching Leicester Till I Die. This is Chris saying goodbye and see you next time.
Questions, suggestions, or feedback, head over right now to Twitter and Facebook and like, share, and get involved. Join us next time.